glad to study the Bible once again this afternoon.
那我们知道，在旧约的时候，神的应许，对选民的应许，然后无论在政治上面或是在宗教上面的最高峰就是大卫。
We know that in the Old Testament, David represented the climax of God's promise to the Israelites, whether politically or religiously.
因为大卫把那个所谓的神应许亚伯拉罕的应许地真正的把它完成。
This is because David accomplished accomplished the plan of God by taking down the entire promised land.
所以大卫的王国是从那个幼发拉底河一直到埃及小河。
The kingdom of David stretched from the river Euphrates all the way to the river of Egypt.
那他的儿子也是智慧的王。
And David's son was a king of wisdom.
但是年轻智慧，老了就糊涂啊。
Yet Solomon was wise when he was young, but became foolish when he was old.
所以老的时候，他真的是糊涂了，去拜偶像。
He became so foolish in his old age that he went to worship idols.
但是看他神看着他老爸的那个面上没有马上惩罚。
But to show kindness to Solomon's father, God did not punish Solomon right away.
所以他在活的时候，撒旦就来了。
And while Solomon was still alive, Satan came to him.
十一章哈，列王记上十一章。
Let's read 1 Kings chapter 11.
第十四节。
Chapter 11, verse 14. Verse 14. Now the Lord raised up an adversary against Solomon, Hadad the Edomite. He was a descendant of the king in Edom.
当然，英文跟中文是一样，换成敌人呐、其实你念，如果你念希伯来文的话，是撒旦。
The English translation adversary comes from the word Satan.In Hebrew,
撒旦就是敌人，就是敌对的。其实那个 是撒旦。
The word Satan in Hebrew literally means adversary.
所以，那接下来二十三节哈。
Let's read verse 23.
另一个敌人，另一个撒旦。
Another Satan, another adversary.
好，都是来攻击他的。
They all came up against him.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
所罗门的一个臣仆尼巴的儿子耶罗波安也举手攻击王。
Then Solomon's servant Jeroboam the son of Nebat also rebelled against the king.
外在有撒旦，内在有自己的臣仆攻击。
Externally, the attacks came from Satan's, and internally, the attacks came from his own servant.
我们再想想整个历史啊。
When we think about the entire history,
就是在神的手中。
We know that history is in the hand of God.
一代经过一代。
One generation after another.
那看起来开始这个耶罗波安不错。
Initially, Jeroboam seemed to be a good person.
所以接下来二十九节之后，神差一个那个示罗人先知亚西亚来去见他。
It says in verse 29 that God sent a prophet Ahijah the Shilonite to meet Jeroboam.
也是用一个象征性的动作，就是把他的衣服撕开，撕成十片，然后拿十片给他。
The prophet used a symbolic action, which was to tear his clothes apart into pieces, 12 pieces, and gave 10 to Jeroboam.
然后呢，说这就是以后。这个以色列的十个支派要交在你手里。
Then the prophet told him that 10 tribes out of the 12 will be given to Jeroboam.
那原因是因为所罗门拜偶像。
And the reason for this was that Solomon had committed idolatry.
但是也是因为神的立约，所以留一个支派给所罗门。
But because of God's
那子孙呢？
But because of God's covenant, he preserved one tribe for the descendants of Solomon.
我们看三十七节。
Let's read verse 37.
我必拣选你。
So I will take you.
所以这个耶罗波安是神所拣选的。
Jeroboam was one that God chose.
哎，然后呢，使你照心里一切所愿的做王治理以色列。
And you shall reign over all your heart's desires, and you shall be king over Israel.
那三十八节
，verse 38，
这个跟在旧约完全一样的，神对人的应许常常是看着你，你若听从我一切的所吩咐你的。
Here we see that God's promise is conditional, as is consistent with all the promises in the Old Testament. If you heed all that I command you,
那接下来就是我就与你同在。
Then I will be with you.
然后呢，立坚固的哈、哦、那个为你立坚固的家。
And build for you an enduring house.
像我为大卫所立的一样。
As I built for David.
这是一个如果。我们用整个历史来看的话，这个时候可能是一个新的开始。
When we look at the entire history, this could have been a turning point, the beginning of a new, the start of a new beginning.
也就是说，一个新的大卫的王国要起来。
In other words, this could have been a new kingdom of David.
但是耶罗波安要遵守神的话。
But the condition was that Jeroboam must keep God's commandments.
那神要跟他立约，像跟大卫立约一样。
Then God will establish a covenant with him, just as he had with David.
但是耶罗波安做的呢，跟神的所吩咐他的相反。
However, Jeroboam did exactly the opposite of what God had told him.
他观念错误。
He had a misconception.
他上了位，上了王位之后，就当起王来了。
After he became king, he really acted as king.
如果我们看第十二章第七节
，Let's read chapter 12, verse 7.
这个是所罗门时代的那些老年人的看法。
This verse is about the advice or the views of the elderly advisers from Solomon's time.
这是大卫。如果我们从新约来讲大卫了哈。大卫他们的心智，虽然他们当王啊，但是他们是仆人的身份呢。
And the Bible tells us that even though David was king, he had a heart of a servant.
这些老人他们跟过那个所罗门的。
Now these servants had been serving Solomon.
说不定也在大卫王朝里面。
They probably had also served in David's palace.
老人就要说了。
Now these elderly advisers said,
现在王若服侍这民如仆人啊。
If you will be a servant to these people today,
王要好像仆人去服侍。
They advise the king to be a servant to the people.
当然耶罗波安一上位之后不是这样想的。
But Jeroboam had a different idea.
有时候是换个位置换个脑袋啊。
Sometimes when a person gets into a high position, they start to change their attitude.
之前他可能是服侍的，但是当了王之后，他怕这个位置掉了。
He might have been a servant before, but now that he became king, he was afraid to lose his kingship.
我们看二十六节哈。
Let's read verse 26.
四章二十六节。
Chapter 12, verse 26.
耶罗波安心里说。
And Jeroboam said in his heart,
恐怕这个国呢能归大卫啊。
Now the kingdom may return to the house of David.
接下来他做一个让人实在是想不到，他用这种方式来要治理他的国家。
Then he came up with an absurd plan to keep his dominion over his kingdom.
他是一个政治家。
He was a politician.
但是他用宗教要来控制。掌握这个百姓。
But he tried to also use religion to exercise control over his people.
用神为工具。
He used God as his tool.
在这里你看他做了四件事情。
Look at the four things that he did.
第一个。
First.
他立两只的金牛犊。
He built two golden calves. He made two golden calves.
一只放在这个国家的最北边就是但。
He put one of them at the northernmost part of the country, which was Dan.
一方第二只他放在伯特利，伯特利再接下来就是犹大了。
And he placed the second calf in Bethel, which was adjacent to Judah.
也就是说，这个国的最北边，他这个北国哈，最南边。
In other words, he put the two calves at the northernmost as well as the southernmost parts of Israel.
二十八节，他跟百姓这么说。
And in verse 28, he said to the people,
说这就是领你们出埃及的神。
Here are your gods, O Israel, which brought you up from the land of Egypt.
他在造神啊。
He created gods.
并且把这个神呢，弄得让说这就是带领你们出埃及的。
And he even claimed that these were the gods who brought them up from the land of Egypt.
那第二项呢？
What was the second thing he did? Verse 31.
他在那里建殿。
He made shrines.
对，那个坛那里建殿，然后呢？建完殿之后，他把不是利未人的这里所谓的凡民立作祭司。
And next, he made people who were not Levites, the common people, to be priests.
然后呢，接下来他又自己定节期。
And next, he also ordained feasts.
所以我们看三十三节哈。
Verse 33.
甚至他在八月十五日，就是他私自所定的月日。为以色列人立作节期的日子，在伯特利上坛烧香。
So he made offerings on the altar which he had made at Bethel on the 15th day of the 8th month, in the month which he had devised in his own heart. And he ordained a feast for the children of Israel and offered sacrifices on the altar and burnt incense.
七月十五号应该是，如果在旧约的节期里面是最后一个了，就是所谓祝棚节。
The 15th day of the 7th month should be the last feast in the yearly cycle, which was the feast of the booths.
他在这里呢，延了一个月，八月十五号。
And here Jeroboam delayed the feast by a month, so he set it on the 15th day of the 8th month.
他自己上香了。
And he offered incense himself.
本来神寄望这个人呢。
God had put his hope in this man.
把国的那个十个支派交在他手中，只有一个支派给那个留给那个所罗门的后代。
God had entrusted in Jeroboam's hand 10 out of the 12 tribes of Israel and left only one tribe to the descendants of Solomon.
本来可以一个新的开始。
He could have had a good start.
他把为了自己巩固国权呢。
But in order to secure his own reign,
他没有想到这个国是神的国。
He forgot that this was actually God's kingdom.
所以他就用这种方式。
So this was the plan that he devised.
就在这个时候。
And at this moment,
十三章第节。
Chapter 13, verse 1. And behold, a man of God went from Judah to Bethel by the word of the Lord, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense.
十三章的第一节，英文他念的英文实在是很非翻译的非常对，并且非常好。
The English translation is very good and accurate.
中文就没有力了。那时，其实应该是说看呐、啊、
，Behold，
那有一个神人
，A man of God，
看呐、啊，就是表示说这个很特殊的，并且。你看，在这样的一个黑暗的时代，在这样一个不好的国王说：“哎呀，出一个神人了。”
The word "behold" indicates that something special is about to happen. In other words, in this darkest time, a man of God came on the stage.
这是从犹大来的。
And this man of God came from Judah.
来到了伯特利。
He came to Bethel.
他就在当时指着坛呼叫。
And verse 2.He cried out against the altar.
他喊坛啊坛啊
and said, "Oh altar, altar."
主这样说
Thus says the Lord.
大卫家必要生一个儿子，叫做约西亚
Behold, a child, Josiah by name, shall be born to the house of David.
他必要将坛的祭司，就是在你上面烧香的，杀在你上面；人的骨头也必烧在你上面。
And on you he shall sacrifice the priests of the high places who burn incense to you, and men's bones shall be burned on you.
他一出来就讲了一个预言。
This prophet proclaimed a prophecy.
这个预言呢是两百年之后才会应验。
And this prophecy would be fulfilled 200 years later.
这个列王记下
This was fulfilled in 2 Kings chapter
23.
Verses
12
to
30.
God's timetable may be very slow sometimes.
有时候很快,
but it can also be very fast.
一讲,
Fulfillment could be very immediate.
只是一讲两百年，那么等了几代人呐。
And for this prophecy, it took 200 years to fulfill. It would have been many generations later.
好，所以他讲的这个是预言呐。
This prophet declared this prophecy.
预言这个坛以后，那个有人要被毁灭掉。
He prophesied that this altar will be destroyed.
那在上面烧香的人也会败落。
And those who burn incense on the altar shall perish.
甚至死了也要把骨头挖出来。
And even after they are dead, their bones will be exposed.
这是两百年以后，但我们现在知道了，他讲的时候还没有讲什么时候嘛，那就可能是明天后天了，没有等等等了，一代人死过，没有两代三代，两百年好几代啊。
We know after the fact that it was eventually fulfilled 200 years later, but the people in those days wouldn't have known. After one or two generations, this still wasn't fulfilled.
他讲了一个预言。
So this prophet spoke this prophecy.
第三节,
Verse 3.
他当日设下一个预兆，是当下肯定会要发生的。
And he gave a sign the same day. This sign was something that could happen anytime.
这坛必破裂，坛上的灰必倾覆，这是主的那个预兆。Saying,
this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Surely the altar shall split apart, and the ashes on it shall be poured out.
那个耶罗波安，他正在烧香啊。Jeroboam
was in the middle of offering an incense.
听到这个，他也不晓得他是谁啊，怎么讲这种话？
And when he heard the prophet speaking, he had no idea who he was, and he found it very strange that this person was saying all these things to him.
圣经说他就从坛上伸手说拿住他。
And the Bible says he stretched out his hand from the altar, saying, "Arrest him."
这是很自然的嘛。
This was a natural reaction.
他正在烧香啊，上香，讲这种话，抓住。
Because he was the king, he was in the middle of offering an incense, and now this prophet was trying to stop him, so of course he wanted to arrest him.
哪里晓得他伸出去的手伸不回来了。
But who would have known, when he stretched out his hand withered.
并且枯干了。
He could not retrieve the hand, it withered.
第五节。
Verse 5.
在这个时候马上这坛也破裂了，坛上的灰倾覆了。
At this moment, the altar also was split apart, and the ashes poured out from the altar.
对，他所讲的这个预兆马上实现。
The sign that the prophet has spoken about was fulfilled right away.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这国王晓得，这个时候就晓得这个人是谁了。
Then the king realized who this man was.
他就对神人说了。
And he answered and said to the man of God,
请你为我祷告。
Please entreat the favor of the Lord your God and pray for me.
表示他晓得。 他是谁了？所以拜托替我祷告啊！
Now he realized who he was, and he begged him to pray for him.
求主你神的恩典。Entreat
the favor of the Lord your God.
这个国王其实对神一点概念都没有啊。This
king had no knowledge of God whatsoever.
那他只是要求恩典而已啊。He
was only seeking favor.
并且他求的是你神的恩典呢。
And he said, "The favor of the Lord, your God."
你的神啊,
your God.
那他目的是要让他手能够好啊。
He just needed to, for his hand to be restored.
那神人就替他祷告了。 And
the man of God prayed for him.
我们一般想说，如果我在那里，我想说再见哦，就要跑了，不理他，对不对？
If I were the man of God, I would probably just go away and ignore the king.
但是没有啊，替他祷告。
But the man of God prayed for the king.
那手就好了。
And the king's hand was restored to him.
跟平常一样。
And became as before.
这个故事就应该结束了。
This could have been the end of the story.
这个时候神人如果走了，事情就没了。
Had the man of God left, At this moment, the story would have ended here.
我们再来看那个三十三节。
Let's read verse 33.
这是一个大历史里面的一个神人，在历史洪流里面的一个人物。
This man of God was a character in the larger flow of history.
如果我们刚刚念到讲到刚刚，然后就念到三十三节。
If we had if the story had skipped all the way to verse 33 and ended here.
事情之后呢，耶罗波安仍不离开他的恶。
The Bible says, after this event, Jeroboam did not turn from his evil way.
那这个他还是做他的恶。
He continued in his evil.
不离开他的恶道，将凡民立为丘坛的祭司，凡烟叶他都分别为圣，立为丘坛的祭司。
But again, he made priests from every class of people for the high places. Whoever wished, he consecrated him, and he became one of the priests of the high places.
那这个叫耶罗波安家陷在罪里，甚至他家从地上要被除灭。
34. And this thing was the sin of the house of Jeroboam, so as to exterminate and destroy it from the face of the earth.
在这个大历史里面，我们看到这个神人。
In this grand historical event, we see this character, the man of God.
好，这个时候，国王当然感恩了，说：“到我家吃饭了。”
The king was very grateful to the man of God and invited him to his house for a meal.
第七节啊，王就对神人说呢：“请你同我回去。”
Verse 7. Then the king said to the man of God, "Come home with me."
然后呢？吃饭加添力量，我也给你点赏赐，我也必给你赏赐了。
And refresh yourself, and I will give you a reward.
神人应该完成他工作了。
The man of God had completed his mission.
他做了三件事。
He had done three things.
他讲了一个预言。
He had spoken a prophecy.
他当下设下一个预兆，马上应验。
He spoke a sign which was fulfilled right away.
他靠着神行了一个神迹，医治了这个国王。
And by the power of God, he performed a miracle by healing the king's hand.
他工作完成了。
He had completed his work.
应该可以走了。
He could have left.
但是呢，国王请啊。
But now the king extended an invitation to him.
那神人就对国王讲了，第八节。
Verse 8, the man of God said to the king,
说你就是把你的宫一半给我，我也不同你进去了。
If you were to give me half your house, I would not go in with you.
是这么，这是什么样的思想呢？
What kind of mentality is this?
自我提升价值了，人家根本没有说要王宫一半给你啊。
He was thinking too highly of himself. Nobody said that the king would give him half of his house.
当然，他也要表示说，我绝对不会了。
Of course, this was to show that he was resolute about not accepting the invitation.
我也不同你进去，也不在这个地方吃饭喝水。
I would not go in with you, nor would I eat bread nor drink water in this place.
越讲越多，多余的自鸣清高啊，何必呢？
He said all these unnecessary words.
但是这是常人所谓犯的。
But this is a common human mistake.
那接下来更糟糕的，他把底牌都翻了。
And what is even worse, he revealed more about himself.
你不吃就走了吗？
He could have just turned down the invitation and left.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节说，因为有主的话嘱咐我，说不可在伯特利吃饭喝水，也不可从你去的原路回来。讲越讲越多。
He said, "For so it was commanded me by the word of the Lord, saying, 'You shall not eat bread, nor drink water, nor return by the same way you came.'" He just kept going. He just kept talking on and on.
人家没有说，你要从哪里走？我是不是派个车子把你送回去？没有，也没有说，叫一辆计程车啊，或是专机送你啊？没有，人家根本就没有讲这些，他讲那么多。
No one ever offered him a ride home, but he said all these words for nothing.
好，接下来他是真的照神的话做了哈。
And in the next verse, we see that he did as the Lord had told him.
他也不吃。
He did not eat.
也不去王宫那里，也不在当地吃。
He did not go to the palace. He did not have a meal.
他也不从原路回去。
And he did not return by the way he came.
但是他已经泄密了。
But he already gave away his secret.
有些感谢神，我们真耶稣教会跟外面是不一样的。
Thank God, in the True Jesus Church, the True Jesus Church is different from the outside.
我们真的教会有很多很可爱的人。
There are indeed many adorable people in the church.
他们默默的在工作。
They work in silence.
奉献建立教会，为教会出钱出力啊。
They offer to the church, they work hard for the church, all in silence.
你绝对不会看到说哪个柱子啊，或是哪一个椅子啊，刻个名字啊，或说某某人奉献。
Never would you see names engraved on columns or pillars or on the pews saying who donated these things.
不会的。
You would never see that.
奉献啊，隐藏啊。
These people offer to God and they hide themselves.
神叫这个神人也一样的。
And this was what God wanted this prophet, this man of God, do.
现在是一个就是资讯很发达的时代。
Today is an age of information.
也是自我膨胀的时代。
And it is also an age of self-inflation.
也是偶像的时代。
It is also an age of idolatry.
一定你要自己吹，然后别人替你捧，然后你就有名了。
You need to promote yourself, market yourself, and people will put you on a pedestal and you become famous.
隐藏的故事越来越少人讲。
And nowadays, fewer and fewer people talk about things done behind the scene.
你不讲，人家怎么知道你做那么多？
Because if you don't promote yourself, who would know how much you have done?
我们忘记主耶稣说，你左手做的不要让右手知道。
We often forget what Jesus told us. Don't let your right hand know what your left hand has done.
因为你做的不是在地上。
Because what you do, the work you do is not on earth.
可是你是在神面前做。
But you are doing these in front of God.
他是神人，是神派来的人。
He was the man of God. He was a man sent by God.
所以他透露了。
He gave away his secret.
你看接下来他被找到了。
And next we could see that he was found.
有一个老先知啊，住在伯特利。
An old prophet dwelt in Bethel.
我们不来检讨他了。
We will not examine this old prophet.
有人说你是老先知啊，你看到这个国王那么烂，你怎么不去跟他讲？
Some people may criticize this old prophet. You are an old prophet. How come you didn't go and correct the king?
好了，他听到了。
This old prophet heard about this.
他的儿子们来将神人当日所做的事情啊，告诉他的爸爸。
And his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel.
那这个老先知可能英雄惜英雄嘛，他想说我老了，但是这个神人到底是谁啊？
This old prophet was probably very interested because they were in the same line of work.
那他的爸爸就问了，他从哪里走？
And this old prophet asked his sons which way the man of God had gone.
神人说，神说不要从原来路回去，结果全世界都知道他怎么回去。
God had told the man of God not to go back the same way, and now the whole world knew which way he was going.
马太福音第二章我们知道。
In Matthew chapter 2,
那些来看耶稣的那个东方的那些有智慧的人哈。
We read about the Magi or the wise men who came from the east to see Jesus.
神说你不要从原来路回去。
God told them not to return the same way.
他也没有跟人家说我不可以从原来路回去啊。
They did not tell the world that which way they were going to go.
因为这是很秘密的。
They did not say this is top secret.
没有，他就连国王都找不到。
They left so secretly that the king could not find them.
希律王要找，找不到，因为他们不从原来路回去啊。
Herod tried to track them down, but could not find them because they had gone a different way.
这个神人，神跟他说不要从原来回去，他到处讲啊，所以全世界都晓得他怎么回去了。
But this man of God told the whole world which way he was going and saying that he must not go back the same way.
第十三节嘛。
Verse 13.
老先就就吩咐了。
And
the old, 备驴子。
The old prophet told the sons to saddle the donkey. 嗯。
那个神人是用走路的。
The man of God was on his feet, was walking by foot.
就追上了。第十四节。
In verse 14, this old prophet caught up with him and went after the man of God.
遇见他坐在那个橡树底下。
And found him sitting under an oak.
想必也是很累了，又没有吃，又没有喝，所以休息一下。
The man of God was probably very tired because he had not eaten or drunk anything.
那老先知就对他说了，哎，跟我回去吃饭。
And the old prophet said, "Come home with me and have and eat bread."
哎，这个神人又说不可以同你回去啊，进你的家，也不可以在这里同你吃，吃饭喝水啊。
The man of God said, "I cannot return with you, nor go in with you. Neither can I eat bread or drink water with you in this place."
十七节啊。
17.
因为呢，有主的话嘱咐我说。
For I have been told by the word of the Lord.
不可以吃喝，也不可以从原路回去。
You shall not eat bread nor drink water there, nor return by going the way you came.
我们是讲这个神人，我们就不管老先知。但是老先知为什么有这样的思想呢？
For the moment, we will not examine or question why the old prophet thought the way he did.
这个老先知就对他说了。
But for now, our interest is in the man of God. This old prophet said to the man of God.
那我跟你一样啊。
I'm just like you.
哎，那但是呢，哦，我也是先知，和你一样啊。
I too am a prophet as you are.
哎，这个神人就被骗了。
And the man of God was deceived.
接下来他讲说，有天使奉主的命对我说，你去把他带回你的家，叫他吃饭喝水。
The old prophet said to him, and an angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with you to your house, that he may eat bread and drink water.
这个神人他没想好。
The man of God was not cautious.
他的信息是，他讲两次哦，是因为有主的话嘱咐我说，他是直接从神领受的。
He had already stated twice that he was told by the word of the Lord. In other words, he received the instructions from the Lord himself.
怎么神直接跟他讲的话挡不住？不晓哪里的什么天使又跟这个老先知讲，传来传去传过来的话，怎么挡不住呢？
Why is it that the word of the Lord that was directly given to him was not enough that he had to listen to the word of an old prophet which was passed down by an angel of the Lord?
那圣经这边有附注了说，这都是老先知狂轰他，就是欺骗他。
The Bible adds this comment, he was lying, he or the old prophet was lying to him.
这个老先知就是说，哦，有天使啊，天使来跟我讲啊，天使在哪里
？The old prophet said an angel came to me and spoke to me.
怎么神直接跟他讲的话挡不住这个哪里传来的话呢？
Why is it that the man of God could not simply trust in the word that he had received from the Lord himself, but chose to trust the word of the angel?
十九节啊
，verse 19.
于是神人就跟他一起去了。
So the man of God went back with the old prophet.
第二十节
，verse 20.
正在吃的时候，正在坐席的时候，神的话就来到了。
Now it happened as they sat at the table that the word of the Lord came.
神会惩罚这个神人。
God said that he would punish this man of God.
第二十二节
，verse 22.
就是说他的尸身不得入祖坟。
His corpse shall not come to the tomb of his fathers.
那吃完之后，二十三节。
After he had eaten, verse 23.
这个老先知也是很好客，不但好客，还很慷慨啊！就为所带来的先知背上驴子，也送他一只驴子。
The old prophet was not only hospitable but also generous. He gave him a donkey to ride on.
现在这个。神人骑着驴子走了。
Now this man of God was on his way on the donkey.
又吃饱饱了一顿。
And he had a full meal.
在半路就被狮子给咬了。
And on the way, he met a lion.
就死了。
Was killed.
工作完成，但是死掉了。
He successfully completed his mission, but he died afterwards.
好，那这个老先知他也心里有数啊。
The old man, the old prophet, knew instinctively what was happening.
二十六节了。
Verse 26.
那带神人回来的先知听见这事，就说：“这是那违背了主命令的神人呐。”
Now, when the prophet who had brought him back from the way heard it, he said, "It is the man of God who was disobedient to the word of the Lord."
所以神把他交给狮子了。
Therefore, the Lord has delivered him to the lion.
他被狮子咬死的。
Which has torn him and killed him.
好。那这个神人就去了，把这个把这个老先知去了，就把这个神人把他带回来。
The old prophet went and took back the body of the man of God.
我们念二十九节哈。
Verse 29.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
老先知就把神人的尸身驮在驴上带回自己的城里，要哀哭他，埋葬他，就把他的尸身葬在自己的坟墓里。哀哭他说哀哉我兄啊。
And the prophet took up the corpse of the man of God, laid it on the donkey, and brought it back. So the old prophet came to the city to mourn and to bury him 30. Then he laid the corpse in his own tomb, and they mourned over him, saying, Alas, my brother.
这里是说哀哉我兄啊。
Alas, my brother.
这是在当时如果对死人的一个唱出的哀歌啊。
This was a lamentation over the dead.
好，那这个老先知他死之前，他说：“我死了之后，把我的把那跟这个神人放在一起。”
And the old prophet instructed to have his body be buried next to this man of God.
因为他知道以后他的预言会实现。
For he knew that the prophecy spoken by the man of God must come true.
从老先知出来的这个。哀歌，让我们可以再思考一下。
The lamentation, by this old prophet, gives us a lot of reflection.
哀哉我兄啊
！Alas, my brother！
真是我们来思念这一位，他工作已经做得很完美了，工作已经完成了。
Let us ponder on this man of God who had.Done a beautiful work for God.
但是工作完成之后，常常有考验。
But oftentimes, test comes after you complete a mission.
那个我们知道亚伯拉罕。
We know the story of Abraham.
他一个人带了318个人，还有三个跟他联盟的人，把当时的四个大的国王啊打败。
He took 318 trained men along with those his allies.And defeated the four great kings.
我们知道，从小就唱的歌嘛，心中两个王，就真的两个王来了。
And as a child, children's song goes, there are two kings in our hearts. And in Genesis, it tells us that two kings came to meet Abraham.
第一个就是在王谷啊，轰轰烈烈迎接的。
They came to the king's valley and gave him a very glamorous welcome.
那就是索多玛王。
And the first king was king of Sodom.
另一个呢，就是至高神的那个祭司，在当时的撒冷王。
And the other king was the priest of the Most High God, the king of Salem.
一个是说，那个天地的主至高的神让你赢啊，不是你厉害。
The king of Salem told Abraham that it was God, the Most High, the Lord of heaven and earth, who gave the victory to Abraham. It wasn't Abraham's own accomplishment.
要称颂的是神啊。
He must give all glory to God.
撒冷王。就是和平的王，就是以后如果看希伯来书，就是主耶稣。
The king of Salem is the king of peace, and according to Hebrews, this was the Lord Jesus.
那索多玛王呢
？What about the king of Sodom?
就说你人给我了哈，财产都给你。
He He said to Abram, "Give me the man. Give me the man, and I will give you all the possessions."
这个索多玛乱讲话。
He was talking nonsense.
其实人也不是他的，财产也不是他的。
The king of Sodom deserved nothing.
但是亚伯兰说，我什么都不要。
Abraham turned down the offer of the king of Sodom.
我若要富足，不是从你而来。
Abraham told him that if he were to become rich, the king of Sodom would not have been the reason.
做完一件圣工，常常有很大的挑战。
After we accomplish a holy work, there is often a great challenge ahead.
挑战就是你的灵修。
And this challenge has to do with your spirituality.
世上的人，如果你拳击打赢了，一定是哈，大家替你哈，一定的了。他不哈，这样才奇怪呢。
In the boxing ring, after you win a match, all the crowds will cheer for you, and that's normal.
各样都一样，哪一样的竞赛结束之后，赢的人哇，有的高兴的哭出来了，一定是欢呼的。
In every form of competition, the winner will always cheer, and the crowds will cheer for them.
但是在神国里面的完全是相反的，因为得胜的不是你啊，是主耶稣。
In the kingdom of God, it should be the opposite, because you are not the victor; it is the Lord who is the victor.
对，我们来看马可福音6章45节。
Let's read Mark chapter 6, verse 45.
主耶稣赶人哦，把人家赶走啊，催。 好像赶鸭子一样。
Here we see how Jesus made the disciples go away.
6章45节。
Mark chapter 6 verse 45.
耶稣马上催门徒上船。
Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat.
离开群众。
To leave the crowd.
因为这个群众正热啊， 主耶稣一生如果是最大红大紫， 就是这个时候。
Because this would have been the most popular the most popular moment for Jesus.
如果我们看约翰福音的时候，甚至人家要请他当王，拥护他当王。
According to the Gospel of John, these crowds, these multitudes, were about to make Jesus king by force.
最有名的时候，
this was the moment of fame.
但主耶稣呢，叫门徒赶快溜啊！
But Jesus told the disciples to get out of there right away.
你看，在当时人上万了。
There were tens of thousands of people at that time.
如果我们把它估计差不多12,000就好了。Suppose
there were 12,000 people.
那12个门徒，这个12个使徒来分饼啊。
The 12 disciples distributed the bread.
当然继续分下去，没有人直接从耶稣拿到那个饼的。None
of the people in the multitude received the bread directly from Jesus.
是门徒接了饼，门徒再把这个饼分下去。
It was the disciples who took the bread from Jesus and distributed the bread to the multitudes.
那些人就是接到门徒们的饼啊。
To the multitudes, it was the disciples who gave them the bread.
拿人家饼一定谢谢的啦。
And whenever you receive bread from somebody, of course you would say thank you.
门徒们谢谢拿多了，以为自己饼是自己变出来的。After
hearing many thank yous, the disciples probably thought that they were the ones who turned the who multiplied the bread.
耶稣叫赶快走。Jesus
made them get out right away.
在那里久了可能受不了。If
they had stayed longer, they would not have been able to withstand the test.
所以大功之后一定有大患难。
So after a great accomplishment, often comes a great tribulation.
看你怎么来处理你这个考验。
And it is up to you how you want to face this test.
以利亚为什么躲那个下到那个从加密山能够跑到那个罗藤树下？
Why did the prophet Elijah go from the top of Mount Carmel to below the broom tree?
他怎么上加密山呢？
How did he go up to Mount Carmel?
圣经一再的被神隐藏。The
Bible tells us that he was again and again hidden by God.
隐藏在自然的水边。He
was hidden by the natural brook.
圣经说你去藏起来，藏在寡妇家。
And the Bible, in the Bible, God told Elijah to hide himself in a widow's house.
当时的国王，全世界用警察热线找不到。
The king, using all his intelligence, could not find this prophet.
找不到。
He just couldn't find him.
那个家宰也害怕，那个以利亚跟他说：“我要去见你国王。”那个家宰啊，他说：“你，我是敬畏神，你这个事情对我来讲很难啊。为什么呢？因为找不到你。那有时候神把你明明看你在这里就提走了，找不到，神隐藏的人。”
When Elijah told the servant of the king to tell the king that he was there, the servant was so afraid because. He knew that the Lord had hidden the prophet all this time, so he could have taken him away any moment.
但是加密山之后,
but after Mount Carmel,
神的能力还在他身上,
the spirit or the power of God was still upon Elijah.
他没有问要去哪里，一跑两跑三跑就跑到城门口了。
Instead of asking where he should go, he simply ran all the way to the city gate.
也知道当时城门口就是现在的 downtown 啊。
We know that the city gate in those days is comparable to today's downtown.
大家欢呼啊。
Everybody cheered for him.
所以不到几天啊，那个耶洗别随便派个人就找到他了。
So in just a matter of days, Jezebel only had to send a messenger and he was able to find Elijah.
以前国王找不到的人，现在派一个使者说明天要你的命啊。
This same person that the king was not able to find after all the search now was found by a messenger, and the messenger told him that the queen was after his life.
被恶者找到了。
He had been found by the evil one.
被魔鬼找到了。
He had been found by the devil.
没有藏起来。
Because he did not hide himself.
所以，当然是他自我就凸显出来。
His ego surfaced.
他讲了一句话，
He said,
甚至要死啊，我比不上列祖。
He said, let me die because I am not as good as my forefathers.
要跟谁比？
Why do you compare yourself with someone else?
你跟亚伯兰比，跟以撒比，跟雅各比。
Why compare yourself with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob?
在神国，神给人有不一样的工作。
In God's kingdom, God assigns different tasks to different individuals.
只要做完你的工作，你就是最在神国里面神所最珍惜的人了。
As long as you fulfill the duty assigned to you, you are the most precious in the kingdom of God.
一个神国的小孩，
a child in the kingdom of God.
他只要笑一下就够了。
Just needs to smile, and that's his work.
你只是到教会来聚会。你只是笑一下就够了，因为你只能做这样子啊。
He just needs to come to church, smile at people he sees, and that's his mission, and that's all he can do.
你看这个神人做的这个工作，我们以为说啊，我们要学习他。
When we read about the mission accomplished by the man of God, we may say we need to imitate this man of God.
他可以用他的工作来保证说，你看神跟我同在啊。
He could use his accomplishment and say, see, God is with me.
圣工跟神的，你在属神，是神的那个跟神很有密切关系，有时候是分开的。
Sometimes we need to separate doing work for God and being close to God.
这个神人做了大的圣工。
This man of God did great work for God.
并且他还在神也是算一个神迹啦，那个狮子的神迹，只是咬他一下，可不是也没有伤驴子啊，在神迹当中去世了。
But he died in a miracle. It was a miracle because the lion, after killing the prophet, did not hurt the donkey.
神的工作完成了。
The mission of God was successfully completed.
他也身亡了。
But the man of God died.
哀哉我兄。
Alas, my brother.
这不是我们。
This should not be us.
我们再唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.